Welcome to the As the Leader Grows podcast. I am your host, Ken Jocelyn, former pastor turned coach and host of Create, the number one faith-based entrepreneur conference in America. And my mission is to help faith-based entrepreneurs become the best version of themselves by growing in what I call our core five: faith, health, relationships, business, and finances. We do that in a couple ways: in our weekly GSD collective meetings, our quarterly mastermind that meets around the country, and our annual Create Conference that I host in Atlanta every January. Remember, the world deserves the best version of you. What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of As the Leader Grows. And I want to ask you a question. When someone says currency, what do you think about? Do you think about money, finances? Like, if you closed your eyes right now, as long as you're not driving down the road, and I said currency, what do you think of? For me, a lot of times I would just think $100 bill. I'd think of Benjamin Franklin, $100 bill. But I want to spend the next few minutes with you guys talking about what I believe is even a more important currency. And there's two things I want to talk about today. Number one, I want to talk about confidence. Confidence is currency. You spend that currency every single day of your life in the decisions you make and in the relationships you build. Let me say that again. Confidence is currency. You spend it every single day in the decisions you make and in the relationships that you build. You have got to be able to build confidence. Now, coming off of last week's episode where I talked about the highest form of self-love being what? Discipline. Ken, how do I build confidence? It is discipline. It literally is small. Daily disciplined decisions over time always equal monumental results. Success cannot escape you when you do the right things every single day. I worked late last night. Sunday night, which I don't normally do, I spent a couple hours preparing for the week, and then I went to bed about an hour and a half later than I normally do. So when the alarm actually got me this morning at 4 a.m., I did not want to get out of bed. I looked at it and I'm like, holy cow. And so immediately, how our brains work is my brain went through all of the scenarios of how I could sleep an extra hour, get a different gym class, hit a different Orange Theory, do my coaching call, GSD community call at 7 a.m. Central, and then go to the gym. And I'm literally like trying to convince myself why I'm not going to do what I said I was going to do. And I'm like, no, I'm getting out of bed. Why? Because that level of discipline, getting up, getting my goals, gratitude, affirmations done, my worship time, my quiet time, my morning routine, as I shared with you guys, a lot of what that looks like. Getting dressed for the gym, my pre-workout, brushing my teeth, doing my quiet time. We're in day 19 of a 21-day 4610 challenge inside of our GSD community. And so the alarm went off and I laid there for probably 30 or 45 seconds trying to convince myself or talk myself into hitting the alarm for 5 a.m. and sleeping another hour. Well, I finally got up, did all my stuff that I normally do, got my pre-workout, came upstairs. Before I even walked downstairs, I turned my Peloton on and I turned my speaker on, my big Bose Bluetooth speaker that rattles the house when I ride my Peloton. So I did my quiet time. I got finished with that, got dressed, came in here, hopped on the Peloton, absolutely crushed it. Once the music's playing and I've got it cranked and the whole house is loud, I'm ready to roll. And I was, you know, woo, shouting, fired up, sweating. I'm doing all this stuff, right? It's like 4:30 in the morning and I'm going nutso. Well, 30 minutes before, I'm trying to convince myself why it's okay for me to stay in bed. You worked hard this weekend. You spent a lot of hours on Friday. You've done a lot of great things. It's okay one day. I mean, all these excuses are rolling around in my head on why it would be okay for me to hit the snooze button. But I got up, got Peloton, about 10 minutes in the Peloton ride. Once I got a sweat going, once my pre-workout started kicking in, once Dennis Morton on Peloton started doing the little ride thing he does, my energy was about to explode. So what happened after I got done there? I went straight to Planet Fitness. I did chest and tries. Some of you guys saw my Instagram post last week. I did for the very first time ever, because I went with my friend Jamie to do a spin class at Lifetime, 100-pound dumbbell chest press. We don't even have 100-pound dumbbells at Planet Fitness. They stop at 75. So today I went in and I grabbed the 65s and I did incline chest with 65-pound dumbbells, which I'd never done before, because Saturday I did the 80s, I did the 90s, and then I did the 100-pound dumbbells, and I did the one rep. I probably could have done two, maybe even three reps with 100-pound dumbbells, but I felt like $1 million. So where was my confidence level on Saturday? High. Where was my confidence level today? Super high. Why? Because I was disciplined. I didn't go with what I felt. I didn't go with the excuses. I didn't go with any of those things. Listen, discipline is going with your predetermined decision. I already made a decision last night. It's in my planner. It's ready to roll. 4 a.m. alarm clock. Get up. Post my worship song on Instagram, go to my YouVersion Bible app, do my deal, walk downstairs, grab my pre-workout, get dressed, go to the bathroom, brush my teeth, turn the Peloton on, make the bed, and I'm ready to roll. Confidence is currency. But guys, you cannot build confidence outside of being disciplined. You can't do it. I'm telling you, it is impossible. If you lack discipline in one area of your life, it will always bleed over into other areas of your life. If you lack confidence, if you lack discipline, when you lack discipline in one area, it will bleed over into other areas. Listen, our minds, we have these animal brains that want rest. They want relaxation. They don't want to be pushed. They don't want to get out of bed at 4 a.m. when you've only slept 6 hours. They want to just rest. Man, this bed feels good. I don't want to get out of this bed. So we're talking about two different types of currency today, not $100 bills, not your bank account. We're talking about confidence, number one, because confidence is a currency we spend every single day. Every decision you make and every relationship you build are built through confidence. I shared with my team or my community this morning on our GSD community call, my friend Jamie Lee Kermit, she shared about, 6-7 weeks ago. She's been on the New York Times bestseller list now for about 6 or 7 weeks. Her husband, Paul, is in my mastermind that I'm in and a part of with Erwin McManus. And she shared then she had her lineup was insane on her live that she did. 259,000 people joined in online to watch this. Tony Robbins, Brendon Burchard, Dean Graziosi, Mel Robbins. I mean, Robin Roberts, Oprah came on and even did a session. I think Oprah was the only one that wasn't in. John Maxwell was there in studio. Stephen Furtick, just an unbelievable lineup of people. And Oprah came on, and then Jamie started sharing about how Oprah had given her her phone number, and it took her between 3 to 4 years to ever reach out to Oprah. Why? Because she didn't think she deserved to have a conversation with her. Listen, guys, confidence is currency. Listen, and you don't have to necessarily be confident at the beginning in who you are. Be confident in the vision that God's placed on the inside of you. And that if God has given you a vision that's so massive and so large that when you look at it, you're like, holy cow, God, I don't know that I can pull this off. I would say this to you. If you don't have a vision that's that big where you go, you're looking at everything going, God, I don't know that I can do this. I would question whether or not your vision and the dream that you say God's put in your heart is big enough. So confidence is currency. That's the first part of currency that we're going to talk about today is confidence. The second part of currency that I want to talk about today is energy. Whoo! Energy is a currency, and energy is vital. So here's the question I want to ask you this morning. Where are you spending the currency of energy in your life? Where are you directing it? You just don't frivolously go out and spend money on things you don't want, you don't need. You're not going to go buy something that you are like, no, I'm not crazy about that. then why would you take your energy that you have and spend it or direct it into an area in your life or a relationship in your life or any area of your life where it's literally not going to return on investment? So your energy is currency. I have a thing that I created called The Code. I did this last year. I've done a couple podcasts on it. And every day in my planner, for those of you guys watching the video, I have it right here. I live by a code. I am aware of my thought life, my language, which turns into what? My energy. I'm aware of my energy. I'm aware of my money, which is the current. That is an energy. That currency is an energy. And my sexual desires, which is one of the most strongest forms of energy that we have, especially as men with the seed that God's put on the inside of us, the ability to be able to procreate, to have vision, to build businesses, to do all the things that we do. Now, listen, ladies have it too. I'm not saying they don't, but ladies do not have the opportunity to be able to give the seed they have to another human being and reproduce life and reproduce and be creative, procreative. Now, without the ladies, obviously we can't procreate at all. But there's an energy on the inside of us as men. And so my question to you today is, where are you expending your energy? I am on my fifth time through the book, The Way of the Superior Man by David Data. And I'm literally almost done again. I have it three times in a row back in October, back to back to back. This time over the last 2 weeks, it's been back to back and I'm almost done the second time. If I had to put that entire book in a nutshell, it's exactly what we're talking about right now. Men, you have an unbelievable form of energy on the inside of you. God has breathed in you and created you as a creative being. And your seed, whether it be your money that you spend, that you use to be able to build and have influence and impact, or the seed God's put on the inside of you in the form of your sexual desires. And when that seed goes forth, it can procreate, or the seed that God's put on the inside of you, which is the ability to be able to have vision and to be able to cast a vision and to be able to see things that nobody else can see. He's giving you that ability to be able to do that. So the premise of the entire book, if I had to sum it up, I would say it's this. How are you controlling the energy that's on the inside of you? So two types of currency. Number one is confidence. You spend it every single day. You spend that currency every day in every decision you make and every relationship you build. The other is your energy. Energy is a currency. How are you spending it? Now, let me say this, and this is something that I'm super excited about to be able to bring to you guys. If you don't handle your money well, which is an energy, then chances are you don't handle your energy or your confidence well. If you cannot handle your money well, number one, your confidence is not going to be very high. But you're also more than likely not going to spend your energy the way that God desires for you to spend your energy. And here's the big idea and truth today, that building confidence and energy is essential to you becoming a great leader, and it will raise the level of your influence and impact. The number one purpose and point that God puts you here on earth to do is have influence and impact, to help other people become the best version of themselves. Guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode of As the Leader Grows. It was quick, it was short, but there are two types of currency I want you to focus on today. Confidence and energy. How am I spending those two things? Appreciate you guys. We'll see you next week. Thank you for joining us for another episode of As the Leader Grows. Listen, the best way that you can thank me is by sharing this episode on your social media, on Facebook and Instagram. Tag me when you share. Also, thank you from the bottom of my heart for being a part of this amazing community. If you want to learn more about GSD, you can do that on our free Facebook group. The link is in the show notes. I'll see you on the next episode.